Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People here live with Linda Sims on WGH Live, WGH Talk. How are you doing today? It's awful hazy out there and people need to be careful and be aware of going out there breathing that terrible air mixed with ash and all kind of soot from the fires. I think from Canada?
Correct.
From Canada, yeah. It looks kind of crazy out there. I'm thinking, wow, it's so foggy today. What's going on? But I guess it's not for our benefit, but for us to be wise and diligent, you know, as we go about our day and our children and our even our pets. So thank you for listening to A Voice of the People here live on WGH Talk once again. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. When you are on the web, you have the opportunity to scroll down to the black bar, white arrow. Click on that, and you'll see the many talk show programs that we have. You can scroll down to Linda Sims, A Voice of a People. Click there, and you will be able to take advantage of the many talk show programs I have done in the past. Also, others, like Scott Spears and other programs that are logged in that area. Or you can download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device, iPhone, cell phones, laptops, or computers, and search WWGH. Remember, you have to go in the bar that says search, and then you type in WWGH. And again, that app is called TuneIn. Or you can call in during a live broadcast, like right now, today, from, it's like 10:16 until the top of the hour of 11 a.m., or from 11:15 a.m. until the top of the hour of 12 noon. You could call in and have ask questions or make comments, or just to be a part of our show. We would love for you to do that. It helps to make a good show, a better show, and we thank you so much for that. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Their number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their announcement ongoing for the summer is free produce every third Saturday of every month. This will take place July the 15th of 2023. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. So please note your calendars of that and share that with friends and families and your neighbors. We also have Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator of Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Clubs, which are located in all of our Marion Elementary, City Elementary Schools, and County Elementary Schools, and North Union County Schools. If you desire for your children or grandchildren to be a part of this program, which will begin again in October, please contact Cheryl Lee at 740-262-0939. They would love to have your input. They would love to have your children. And this is considered a faith-based program. You know, it just teaches not just young kids, but even parents, if you want to be a part of that, or grandparents, and even for yourself. You know, I really enjoy teaching children, and not only that, it helps to keep my mind in the right perspective, and even helps me throughout my day. Now, this thought for today is titled, Forgive and Forget, which I like to start my show off with. A thought for today. To forgive and forget is to reflect love. Situations pass. They cease to exist, but they continue to be alive in the mind. Open your heart and be generous. Free yourself from that sorrow. Forgive and forget, and you will live every moment in peace. Now, that's a thought for today that we can put in our pocket and walk with it, because everyone needs peace. We live in such a chaotic world nowadays that people's peace, it seems like, have been robbed from them. So let us grab our peace back and walk with it. Now, my guest for today is Fred Malone. He is the chairman of the Marion County Historical Society. How are you doing, Fred?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good to see you.
Like you said, I'm a little bit concerned about the air quality out right there today. Anybody with respiratory issues, and I'm an asthmatic, as a lot of people know, should be very cautious today. Right now, the air quality index in Marion is 209, and they like it to be, of course, below 100. When it's at 209, that's really bad. So if you do suffer from any kind of respiratory issues, you should be wearing an N95 mask when you go outside for any extended period of time.
Yes, yes.
So just like to throw that out there for people that have those issues. And sometimes, you know, people don't turn the television on and check the news in the morning, and they go out and say, gee, it's foggy today. Well,
yeah.
A lot of times it is fog, but right now with all the wildfires that are taking place up in Canada, they've now moved to the western part of the country. So what we are getting now is coming from the west. What we got last week and the week before, when the air quality was bad, was coming down from Ontario and the Quebec area, where those fires were burning. But now they're raging in the western part of Canada, so that's where we're getting this bad air from. So, it actually, the air alert is on for today, tomorrow, and Friday. So you need to stay cognizant of the fact that when you go outside, if it looks foggy, it's because of that air coming down. Mm-hmm. And they're saying that Friday should be a little better, but again, anything over 100 on the air quality index is serious for individuals and animals. So, you know, if you got dogs or pets,
right,
you should consider bringing them inside, or if you take them out for their business, make sure they're not out very long, especially small dogs,
right,
small animals, because their lung capacity, obviously, not great. And children, even if children do not have any respiratory illnesses, because their lungs are much smaller and not sometimes totally developed, especially babies, they're breathing more than what we are. They're breathing at a more rapid rate. Their respiration rate is different than adults. So please don't keep them outside long. And if
right,
you do, try to cover their mouth and their nose so that they're not breathing in that bad air.
So
that's my public service announcement for today.
Right. And that's a good one.
Well, and again, I like to share it especially with people that have respiratory issues like I do, and especially when you get older, you know, your lung capacity decreases as you age, and it's difficult enough just to breathe on a regular basis,
yes,
let alone when there's problems outside. So, and if you're a smoker, for goodness sakes, you know, be careful going outside today. So, all right.
So it seems like we go from one extreme to the next.
We do. Right? Yeah, we do. But it's totally out of our control.
Yes,
and, of
it
course,
is.
In a way, it's out of our control. In another way, sometimes it isn't. You don't necessarily know what starts some of these wildfires. A lot of times, it's nature. But oftentimes, man creates some
That's
of
true.
These problems for himself.
So
and
true.
We're known for polluting the air and the water that we breathe and we drink anyway. And these things, when they pop up, just tend to create more problems and make the situation even worse. So
right.
We were only given this earth to use for what time we're on it. And unfortunately, we don't always do the best job in taking care of it.
That's true. So true.
All right, I'll get off my soapbox. Wanted to talk about a couple of upcoming events for the Marion County Historical Society before we move on to the more entertaining part of our part of our time together. We still have tickets available for Dinner with the Presidents, which is going to be November the 4th, 2023. That'll be held this year down at All Occasions, just outside of Waldo.
Okay.
Starts at 5:30. There are plenty of general seating tickets available. However, all the presidential seating and the dignitary seating, that's all sold out. But again, we've got plenty of general seating, and you can see and hear just fine. You'll still be a big part of the what's going on. You just won't have an opportunity to sit with a particular president. But this year, our speaking presidents are Andrew Johnson, Chester Arthur, James Buchanan, and Teddy Roosevelt. Now, James Buchanan, of course, was our only bachelor president. He never married. Chester Arthur inherited the presidency from James Garfield when he was assassinated, so he was never elected and chose not to run for another term. So he basically served out James Garfield's term and never had one of his own. Andrew Johnson, of course, preceded Abraham Lincoln and was the first president that was impeached while in office.
Okay.
And then Teddy Roosevelt was scheduled to speak last year and became ill the day before our dinner and was unable to, so we have him rescheduled for this year. For those of you that wanted to hear Teddy Roosevelt, mm-hmm. especially, you'll have an opportunity to hear him this year. So those are our speaking presidents. Then also in the audience that night will be Benjamin Harrison, Ulysses Grant, Warren Harding, and possibly George Washington. The gentleman that portrays George Washington is having some issues right now with his health, so we're still unsure whether he's going to be able to be there or not. If he is not and you have tickets for his table, don't worry, we'll have someone there in his place.
Okay.
Those four gentlemen will have first ladies with them. Also, we have Harry Truman, James Madison, who will have a first lady with him, Martin Van Buren, and this year we thought we'd add a little spice to the atmosphere, so instead of a couple of more presidents, we're having a couple of first ladies
okay.
have their own table, and those will be Mamie Eisenhower and Nellie Taft. Mamie Eisenhower, of course, being the wife of Dwight Eisenhower, President Eisenhower, and Nellie Taft being the wife of William Howard Taft, who was an Ohioan.
Right.
And they were from the Cincinnati area, so you'll have a chance to see them as well. Mary Ellen Withrow is scheduled to speak again for us this year. And then Colonel Edmund Starling will have his own table, and he'll be the master of ceremonies. So again, that is November the 4th at 5:30. You can get tickets by going on our website at marianhistory.com. You can buy those on the website and use PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can stop by the museum. Monday through Friday, the office is open, and you can either go around to the State Street side and ring the bell, and they'll let you in, or if you come on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday between 1 and 4, the museum is open, so you can come
right.
in the front door. Or you can call 740-387-4255 and make arrangements with the office to have your tickets held at the door. We do all kinds of things to encourage you to come to the dinner. So again, that's November the 4th, 5:30 at all occasions down in Waldo. Our First Ladies Luncheon is coming up next month. Well, not next month. It's not quite July yet. August the 5th. That's on a Saturday, and that'll start at 11 o'clock. We usually try to hold that to 2 hours. It's basically the same premise as the President's Dinner, but we have First Lady speaking, and it's a little less formal. We do have a buffet lunch, and the items on the buffet will be featured items that the ladies that are speaking that day ate while they were in the White House, and we use all the original White House recipes. And this year I have Nellie Taft, wife of William Howard Taft, Harriet Lane. Now, that name's not going to be familiar to anybody unless you're a student of history, but Harriet Lane was a niece of James Buchanan.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said before, James Buchanan was our only bachelor president, so he never married. So he asked his young niece to be his White House hostess.
Okay.
So we're going to have her speak this year, and I think that would be kind of interesting from a perspective of a 22-year-old girl, what it was like to be
right.
hosting events in the White House at such a young age.
True.
She was a very popular figure around Washington, especially due to what she did at the White House. So I think that'll be interesting to hear her talk. Dolly Madison, wife of James Madison. Of course, Dolly Madison, famous for not just her boxed cakes that we buy now today in the grocery store, but no. Famous for saving the portrait of George Washington done by Gilbert Stuart when the White House was set on fire during the War of 1812 by the British.
Okay.
So that was kind of her claim to fame. And then Mamie Eisenhower, wife of President Eisenhower, General Eisenhower, of course, who was a commander, supreme commander during World War II in the European theater. So I think that'll be kind of interesting. And again, you can get those tickets the same way. You can go to our website, MarionHistory.com, buy those online. There is no preferential seating there. I think all the tickets are $25, and that includes your buffet lunch. And each lady will be speaking 10 to 15 minutes, so you have an opportunity to hear their story. And they usually talk in a lot of different things. Sometimes the first ladies will talk about what it was like to be a first lady and what it was like during their time in the White House. Some of them choose to talk about post-White House, what happened to them after they left and went back to being a private citizen. And I've even had first ladies talking about their life before the presidency, you know, growing up and what they did and so forth. So you never know what they're going to talk about. I leave that entirely up to them. Mm-hmm. And we always have a nice mixture of thoughts from those first ladies. Again, that's Saturday, August the 5th. That'll be held at Tri Rivers in the auditorium, and that starts at 11. We usually try to finish by 1 o'clock. Again, you can also get your tickets by stopping at the museum office Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4, or Wednesday through Sunday. The museum is open for tours, and you can come in the front door, and they can arrange for you to get tickets, and that those hours are 1 to 4, Wednesday through Sunday. So those are the two things that are happening at the museum event-wise. I should also mention that the museum is open Wednesday through Sunday, so today it'll be open from 1 to 4, and you can stop in and take a tour. We will have someone there in the gift shop area. About the only thing we carry in our gift shop anymore are books. We have a wide range of books on Marian history, mostly written by local authors, which is always nice. They make wonderful gifts. We usually sell quite a few of them around Christmas time when people are looking for things to give to the readers and the family. But there's a lot of books that people don't even realize we have. We have complete histories on Marion cemeteries, all the cemeteries in Marion County. If you're looking to find a particular relative, wealth of information there. A lot on just general history in Marion. Books about the founders, a lot of books on Warren Harding, books on Florence Harding as well, books on the prairies that existed in Marion County, and the topography of the area, and the history of the area. So we have quite a good selection. Randy Winland has written a couple of postcard books, which are very interesting. There were over 1,000 postcards published about Marion and Marion County. It's unreal. And he has worked diligently over the years on these postcard books, and people find them very interesting. And then he recently wrote a book about Crystal Lake, the amusement park.
Yes, out by Route 4.
Yes, right. And that's extremely interesting. He just last year finished book one of the the Sawyer Sanatorium, which is located on White Oaks Road, where the Sawyer Ludwig Park is now.
Right.
And he is working on a book two of the Sawyer Sanatorium, which basically I think is going to cover what happened with the sanatorium after Dr. Sawyer died and his son took over, Carl Sawyer. So watch for that one. I think that one's going to come out sometime in the fall, and we'll also have that available. So anyway, there's a lot to see. We have 5 museums now within our building. Of course, we have all of the Marion County history in the building. We own the building, and it's basically the Marion County Historical Society's home. But we also have the Wyandotte Popcorn Museum, which takes up the entire back end of the museum. And for those who have never been there, that is located under a full-size circus tent inside the building.
Right.
It is the largest collection of popcorn-related memorabilia in the world.
Mm.
bar none. There's no other museum like it anywhere. Okay. And we get people from all over the world that come specifically for the Wyandotte Popcorn Museum, popcorn aficionados, so to speak. In addition, we now have Mary Ellen Withrow's collection in the museum, and that's in a separate location. We have the old telephone museum that was located out on Bell Fountain Avenue, the GETE Telephone Museum. That's a fabulous collection of phone history, not just of the Marion County, but it goes all the way back to the beginnings of phones. And also then we have Sherry Williamson's Little Elves, Woodland Elves right. collection now, which is absolutely fantastic for kids.
It is. Her imagination on that is
yes.
outstanding.
And we have the books for sale there.
Right.
As well in the gift shop that she wrote all about that. So when you pay the price to get in, you get five museums for the price of one.
Right.
And of course, I think it's children under 12 are admitted free or something like that. There's a discount for seniors, but even general admission, I think, is only $6 or something like that. So
yes,
where else can you get
minimal,
five museums
right.
for a minimal charge
You're
like
sure
that?
Right about that.
And again,
yes.
that's Wednesday through Sunday, 1 to 4. So that's the Marion County Historical Society Heritage Hall. Also, I always like to give a plug for Malabar Farm, which I'm a part of, a trustee over there. The park is, of course, open through the summer 7 days a week. You can take tours of the big house, and I'm not quite sure now. I think that's Tuesday through Saturday or maybe Tuesday through Sunday. tours are available for the big house and also wagon tours. You can take a wagon tour of the farm. There are equestrian trails there, so if you are a horseback rider,
okay.
There's a place where you can pull your trailer, unload your horse, and travel those trailers. There are also a lot of nice walking trails
yes.
there for individuals. And there's a visitor center that has a lot of information and a gift shop in it, too. So, again, the park is open from dusk till dawn. There are limited hours, of course, on the house and
right.
on the farm tours. But you can go on that website, malabarfarm.org, and check that part of it out. And also, the Mohawk Historical Society is now open for self-guided tours through the summer. We're open on Saturdays from 10 to 2 or by appointment. And we also have a website, MohawkHistoricalSociety.com. You can go on, check that out, and get more information for that. And then I will mention that the Marion County Senior Center is now open on a regular basis, Monday through Friday. So we were closed for about 3 months because of frozen pipes when
right.
we had that bad spell back in December.
I know.
When it got so cold. We had a burst pipe there, and that shut things down for quite a while. But
you just never know what a
you
wind
don't.
Is going to bring.
You absolutely don't know. And they replaced all the flooring, the ceilings, and so forth. And we have a new fire prevention system in there, so it's absolutely fantastic. And a lot of people missed that when it was closed.
I'm sure they did.
So
yes.
Great place to go. You can. We have a workout area
right.
in the back. And you can go in there if you're a member, you can use all those things for free. There's, you know, treadmills and bikes and all that type of thing. They also have several card games going on during the week. The people play dominoes and mahjong. I don't know much about that game, but they play that there too. Pool tables. A lot of the gentlemen like to play pool. There's pool tables there. There's a reading room, access to computers. We do a lot of trips, a lot of bus trips available overnight and one-day trips. So there's just a lot of things going on. They teach Tai Chi. I think they have line dancing. So many things. A lot of things involved for seniors to keep seniors active. And
yes.
now they have extended the membership. Now all you have to be is 50 years old. You don't even have to be retired. If you're 50 or above, you can belong to the senior center.
They consider that an antique, right?
Especially if furniture, I know, so for 50 years, you're an antique. So
right.
why not people? But right. I think that's great too that they've dropped those
right,
those
right.
hours because people need to stay active. And you know, today with the way things are, a lot of people are retiring younger, and then. I just saw an article on the television the other day where now a lot of people are working into their 80s.
That too.
For a couple of reasons. The first time, you always think about people, if you see someone working that's in their 80s, you think, oh my, they must need the money. Sometimes they do. But in a lot of cases, from what I saw in this particular piece in the television, a lot of people want to be, they want to feel like they are needed, you know.
Yes, yes.
And especially if they have no more family.
Right.
They need to get out of the house. They need to become a part of the community and a part of what's going on and stay active.
Right.
You know, you can live a lot longer if you stay active.
That's true.
I know my mom and dad. My mom and dad both were 92 when they passed, and they stayed active their entire lives. I always like to tell people, my dad, if he hadn't have fallen and broken his hip, I think he would have lived a lot longer. But the year that he passed away, he had already put out his garden 50 by 200 feet. That's a big garden.
It is.
And he plowed it all up with a push plow.
Really?
He wouldn't use a rototiller. He pushed an old-fashioned plow to till it up. Yeah.
Wow.
At 92.
Interesting?
Yeah. So the more active you stay, even if you do nothing but go out and walk every day.
You wouldn't think he had the strength left at 92.
It's just how you live your life,
right,
you know,
that's
how
true.
You live your life. But just staying active, any doctor will tell you the simple activity of walking can enhance and improve and lengthen your life. So
that's true. It's good for your lungs.
Yeah, right. Is. Absolutely.
And your limbs.
And your limbs, right. Absolutely. Keep the blood flowing and try to do as much as you can to help yourself, you know,
yes.
not necessarily depend on somebody else to help you. But, you know, working past 70 and working into your 80s, hey, if you feel like it and you want to get out, I see a lot of older people in fast food restaurants working now. And, you know, a lot of them will maybe just be wiping off tables or
sure.
things like that. But, hey, you know, it gets them out. It gets them involved in the community.
Right.
And if you're around young people, I think it makes you feel younger.
It does. It does. Like grandchildren, great-grandchildren.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Yes,
and, of course, if you don't have grandchildren, I don't have grandchildren. I like being around young people.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we could get more young people involved in organizations like the Historical Society and civic organizations like, you know, the Kiwanis and the Lions Club and things like that. Unfortunately, we are finding that, and we're not just alone with the Marion County Historical Society. I've talked to other groups of historical society people, Wyandotte County and Seneca County and places around us. We're all suffering the same fate. We're aging out.
Yes.
Our volunteers are... Now our average age for volunteers is like mid-70s, and we're getting to the point where, you know, we don't want to take any more on. We want to stay active and we want to do what we can, but we need younger people coming up behind us to
true.
Take over.
So true.
And it worries me sometimes about who's going to follow in our footsteps. Who's going to continue to keep the Marion County history alive and to keep the museum open and to keep it going, to keep raising money to keep the doors open and keep the membership strong. And I don't know what the answer is, truthfully, Linda.
I really don't know what the answer is.
But, you know, it's also in our churches.
Yes, it's everywhere.
Look how many churches have now closed their doors and had to consolidate with other churches or have to share ministers.
That's true.
We're seeing that with the ministers that are coming up and the priests and the Catholic religion. They're just not there anymore.
No, they're not.
They're not there anymore.
And I don't know where their interest is.
Well, I don't know. You know, it really worries me. Look at how many churches in downtown Marion have had to close.
I know. Big, beautiful churches.
Oh,
too.
And to tear one down, the church on Prospect that they tore down, you know, a few years ago.
Yes, I remember that, yes.
It just saddens me. And churches that have been around for 150 years now, closing their doors because they just don't have the congregations anymore.
Yes.
It's sad. Fortunately, there are some new churches springing up, non-denominational churches that are attracting younger people.
Yes.
I know Day Spring Wesleyan, where we had our dinners for a number of years, they seem to be doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's the answer. Maybe some of the traditional churches that you and I grew up with are changing, and they need to evolve, I guess, into non-denominational churches just to keep Christ alive. So.
And they need to be a part of it, feel like they are.
Yeah, right, absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
They have some input. You know, even that new praise and worship where you can clap your hands and dance around if you want to.
Well,
but, you know, traditionally we couldn't do that, you know.
No, no. Well, and you know, going to churches, to some of the churches now, and it was hard for me to accept that for a long time. I felt like I was going to a theater. You know, they got these big stages, and they've got bands up on the stage.
Right.
But you know what? If that's what brings young people in and introduces them to Jesus Christ, who cares?
Amen.
You
know? That's what's important.
Who cares? You know, I'm all for it.
Christ.
I'm all
absolutely.
For it. Sometimes I don't understand it, but
right.
You know.
But you know, if you look at Psalms 150, it tells you to praise God with
absolutely.
The harp and the tremble
absolutely.
And the horn and the tambourine, you know, and we forget about that. We get so complacent,
well,
you know.
We get stuck in a rut sometimes, you know. We get stuck in a rut.
And you know, back then they had such traditions. You didn't do that. You know, you just had to sit and listen. You can ask questions and all that kind of thing. So people want to ask questions. They want to know.
Sure.
You know?
They want to challenge things, and
yes.
I can understand that. But, you know, just how many times have you looked around the congregation and see people look at their watches?
See, all the time.
How
all
much longer is it going to
yes.
be? You know,
yes.
I know it's especially bad in the Catholic Church. Is that priest ever going to quit? You know?
I wonder how long does their service last?
Again? About an hour. Yeah.
Oh, my.
They run in about an hour.
They're barely in there.
But, you know... like I said, I don't care what it is as long as it brings people to Jesus Christ.
Amen. That's what's important.
That's all that matters.
Yes,
so
it is.
Anyway, I don't know how I got off on that subject, but my wife and I just got back from a week's vacation, mm-hmm. so to speak. we didn't travel outside the state of Ohio. My wife's cousin just celebrated her 61st birthday.
Okay.
61st or 62nd, I forget which now. But we